Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BelisioFoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Hello and good morning. My name is Jeremiah Shaver. Welcome to Main Street TV. With a little computer magic, we have a kitchen here in the Main Street TV studio. This is a snowy edition of the morning show, and we're going to be doing some cooking for you guys. So hope you guys enjoy the recipes we have planned for today, but we're going to take it over to the main desk.
Good morning, everyone. And I have Tanya with me here today.
Good morning.
So we decided, since Jen's out, that we try and do something a little... Jen has a certain way of being able to fill the whole show, and we wanted to try and do something to fill the whole show.
Because we are not Jen.
We are not Jen. That is 100% true. And Tanya told me some time ago that Pure Rock, they were on there talking about a new cooking show. Porterhouse was actually in on that on Pure Rock. He just walked in the studio.
Yeah.
Wait to see what the food. You ain't got Jeremiah cooking yet?
No,
you're not
going
to be able to eat what Jeremiah's cooking.
Why? It's edible. Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Play-Doh.
Yeah. I didn't know the Play-Doh.
I'm making cookies.
Oh, well, I'm eating what you got.
But yeah, Tanya and Porterhouse are on Pure Rock, and I believe there was some discussion of Tanya's TikToks and the way she comes up with this stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about, what did you do this weekend? Well, I love to reel in TikTok recipes that the grandkids can help me with. So the one I brought in today is a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie that is super easy. My 2 3-year-olds and 6-year-old, well, soon to be 6-year-old grandkids help out all the time in the kitchen. And this one they can probably do on their own. I just need to get the things out and do the oven part. But they're easy, they're fun, they're good. So we're going to do one of those today.
Nice. And I am not very talented with food at all whatsoever. I can barely make a grilled cheese. But I am going to make some fancy sandwiches, and you guys will be able to check that out later. But first, we're going to start off with Jeremiah and his Play-Doh experiment. You can go ahead and cut to him, Hayden.
There we go.
Oh, we're back to me. Hello, and welcome back to our kitchen. Like Dylan said, this morning we're going to be cooking in the kitchen, but we're going to be cooking up something for the kiddos at home. You know, this worked out really good. It's a snow day, so after the kids go out and play in the snow and you want to entertain them in the afternoon, you guys can use this recipe I'm about to share. It is the easy homemade Play-Doh recipe. It only takes 6 ingredients, and those ingredients, we'll go over them real quick with you. It's flour, cream of tartar, salt, vegetable oil, water, and food coloring. That is all you need to make that. And we'll switch to the hand cam here, and you guys can watch me mix up the ingredients. So first, you want to get you a bowl, and you want to mix up your dry ingredients, which I already have measured out. So you want 1 cup of flour, which we have measured out here. So 1 cup of flour. You'll need 1/2 cup of salt, and then you will need 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar. And then we're going to mix these dry ingredients together. You want to mix it up real well so all the ingredients are blended. And We're going to set that aside. Next, we're going to combine our wet ingredients. So you have 1 cup of water, which I have measured here. And you're going to first add your food coloring of your choice. I'm going with blue because it's my favorite color. So we're going to go with blue. And you can add however many drops you want to it. Just keep in mind, the more drops you add, the darker it'll be. The less drops you add, the lighter it'll be. So we'll add several here so we can make it nice and dark. So we're going to mix that, combine that as well. Try to be careful here so I don't spill. After those ingredients are combined, you're going to want to add your vegetable oil. And if I didn't mention it, was 1 cup of water. On the vegetable oil, it's 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. So you'll want to add that in with your water and combine it. And then we're going to set this aside. Now the recipe I'm sharing with you guys, this is for a stovetop recipe. And usually I make this at home on the stove for my little boy. And I usually use kind of a medium to small size pot. But, you know, we're in the studio today, so we're using a hot pan. We'll see. Let me see here. We'll see how that goes. So you're going to want to take that liquid mixture, and you're going to want to put that into your pot. So let me make sure we have everything turned on here. And then once you add your liquid ingredients, you want to add your dry ingredients to the pot. And you want to cook that on low to medium heat until the dough starts to form and becomes dry. So I'm going to turn this up to make sure it's kind of warm. Then we're going to add in our dry ingredients. And we're going to hope that this works well, because I've never made it in a hot plate before. Usually we make it on the stove in a pot. So we'll see how this goes. So you just want to combine these ingredients. And like I said, this could be a good activity for the kids to do when they come in from sleigh riding or building a snowman or whatever it is they're going to do in the snow today on their snow day. And like I said, bear with me because we're using a hot plate and not a stove. So we'll see how this goes. I joked yesterday and said that I burned it, so let's hope that I don't burn it here. And you'll just want to mix that together until you get it all folded in and it starts to dry out. And we'll keep mixing. And most of you already know, all the local school districts in our coverage area are closed today. Wellston City Schools is closed. Oak Hill Union Local Schools is closed. Vinton County Local Schools finally closed. They were on a 2-hour delay last night and finally closed this morning. And then Jackson City Schools was already closed, but that's because they had parent-teacher conferences today. So keep... You probably already know that, it being that late in the day. Okay, so let's turn the heat down. So once you get it kind of mixed together, you just keep folding it up. And you're going to want to let this, cool. And then you will knead the dough. Now, if it's not too hot here, I may try to, that's still a little warm. I'll try to knead it, but that is pretty much, that's your homemade Play-Doh right there. Oh, if we get it out of the pitcher. And once it cools, you're able to knead it, and then you can roll it out with a rolling pin. You can cut little shapes out of it. You can, play anything your heart desires with the Play-Doh. And best part about it, it's homemade, and it's all made out of ingredients that you probably have in your cupboard. And we're going to put the recipe for this in the comments of this video, but we'll run down one more time for you guys the ingredients for this. It's 1 cup of flour, 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar, 1/2 cup of salt, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 cup of water, and food coloring. And once again, this is a stovetop method, but we did okay and made it in a hot plate here. So turned out pretty good. And that's pretty much it for the homemade Play-Doh.
Well, thanks for that, Jeremiah. And yeah, that seems like a very neat system. I've never seen someone make Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I've seen Play-Doh in the store, and I used to play with it all the time, and I did try to eat it a couple times, but I've never tried edible Play-Doh.
This is
either.
The non-toxic version.
Yeah. And yeah. I wonder if it tastes good. Jeremiah, would you say it tastes good?
Tastes like flour.
Flour and salt.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like that taste too.
So how would you store that? How long can you store that, Jeremiah?
Our kitchen is a slow kitchen.
Yeah.
Takes some time sometimes.
So I didn't mention on how to store. You can store it in a Tupperware container, or you can store it in a Ziploc bag, which I'm going to put mine in a Ziploc bag. And it'll keep for several weeks. Nice. I made some for my little boy Noah last year around this time, and it kept for weeks. And I would get it out, and he would play with it and punch a little shapes out of it, or he had some little toys that he would push down in it, and it would put the imprint into the Play-Doh. So kept him entertained for,
If it dries out, can you just add a little water?
You may be able to, but usually it stays pretty moist.
Okay.
I don't think you can hear you over there, but as long as you have.
Cut back to us real quick. Yeah, it's like our kitchen's having a little bit of struggles. Does it look like it's working now, Hayden? Test the kitchen, see if we can cut back to him. Had you a little frozen there?
Oh, was I frozen?
Yeah, you were frozen. It's
interesting kitchen. There we go.
So anyhow, you can store that for several weeks, and it stays, pretty well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
All right.
Well, that was Jeremiah's version of his little cooking segment. But what was yours again?
I'm going to be making cookies.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like those a lot better, at least eating them wise. I don't think you can play with cookies too well, though. I don't think I'd be able to take a cookie.
The dough that I'm making, you can't. I eat cookie dough as I'm making cookies, and the grandkids found out that they like it doing that way too. My 3-year-old Declan is. Every time he walks through the back door, Nammy, let's make cookies. I want to make cookies. So probably 2 or 3 times a week we make a batch of cookie dough so he can make cookies. So
yeah, and you said you got off of a TikTok recipe. And I believe we actually have the TikTok.
Good.
Can we go ahead and play that, Hayden?
One cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. Mix it all together. Divide into 12 and place on a prepared baking sheet at 350 for 8 to 10 minutes. Boom.
Yeah, now we got Jeremiah.
Yes, so we have joined you over at the main desk. This is still a little hot to touch.
Hot Play-Doh.
It is hot Play-Doh. Hot potato, hot Play-Doh.
Hot potato Play-Doh.
But it makes a nice size ball of Play-Doh. And after it cools, which it's still pretty hot right now, you want to knead that Play-Doh dough for at least 5 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you can punch shape. I should have brought some little cookie cutters with me. We could have cut out a little.
It feels like a ball.
Like
it's got a texture to it that kind of reminds you of one of those balls you could get at the store that are
right.
The big ones.
And I made this in the kitchen, though.
Yeah.
with stuff I had in my cover.
It doesn't leave like any moisture to your fingers.
Nah, it's not too bad. Not too oily or anything, even though it uses the oil. But like I said, once you finish this, you definitely want to knead it for at least 5 minutes. And you don't want to leave it out. You'll want to store it in an airtight Tupperware container or a Ziploc bag. I'm going to put mine in the Ziploc bag for today. But when I get home, I'll probably store it in a Tupperware container.
It's very neat. So. And Hayden, you can go ahead and I have it loaded up in a little sheet for you. Go ahead and post the instructions to it in the comment section below. So if anyone else wants to make this at home, you'll have the ingredients right there for you.
And odds are you probably have it in your cupboard, because if I have it in mine, you probably have it in yours.
Yeah.
A lot of people have salt, flour.
I'm not sure if I would have all of it. I think I have the salt and the flour. But
maybe not the cream of tartar.
Yeah, the cream of tartar. I don't know if I'd have that one.
A lot of typical homeowners usually have, you know, have that in their spices, I would say.
Yeah.
So
it's very neat.
Yep. Are y'all ready to go, Tanya?
I think so.
All right. Like, so we're.
I gotta get where I'm supposed to be, right?
Huh?
It's showing like the color lines in the middle of the
main. Oh, okay. Give me just 1 second. Jeremiah, you can go ahead and show them how you can play with the Play-Doh.
Well, I don't have any. It's still too hot to handle, Dylan, but you can take your Play-Doh. You can put it on the table, get your rolling pin, you know, roll it out, you can cut little shapes out of it. I think the only cookie cutters I had in my drawer are Christmas ones. So I guess I could have brought those in, had Christmas trees, had Santa Claus. I think there might have even been a heart one. Maybe I should have brought the heart one in since Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe I should have brought red dye. Then we could have made little red hearts. So. But you want to make sure you knead this real well. And when you do it on the stovetop, it'd probably turn out a little better than what it did me doing it in the hot plate. But I'm surprised it worked and it came together. It did not burn. And I'm really pleased with how it turned out today. So hope you guys are at home enjoying our In the Kitchen with the Total Media team here. It's been a lot of fun. So I guess we're going to go ahead and switch back to the kitchen here. All right.
Hey, so mine's pretty simple. You need 5 ingredients. You'll need a cup of brown sugar, a cup of peanut butter, a teaspoon of baking soda, 1 egg, and then I guess it's 6 because whatever chocolate chip, white chocolate chip, M&Ms, anything you want to add to the dough for fun. I'm using chocolate chips because that's what I had in the kitchen this morning when I was getting ready for work. Super easy recipe. Do you want to go to the bowl? So, this is your 1 cup of brown sugar. 1 cup of peanut butter. 1 tablespoon of your baking soda, not baking powder, 1 egg, 1 egg. And then you mix this up. My babies like to use a fork because then they just put it in their mouth once it's mixed. Super simple. Just get all of the dry ingredients wet. Mix it up really good. And then the recipe actually calls for half a cup of chocolate chips, but I'm just gonna pour it in until I don't want any more in there. So we did this at the house one day last week. I had all 3 grandbabies there at the same time. So they each got their own bowl. They each made their own batch. And because I didn't feel like making 5 dozen cookies out of the 3 batches, I just mixed them all together and put them in a brownie sheet, spread it out, and then baked it in the oven for, I believe it ended up being like 18 minutes total because of the full total ingredients mixed together. But this is how simple it is. Then you take your prepared baking tray. I am a Pampered Chef junkie, so that's where this small pan came from. scoop it out. You can make these as big or as little as you'd like. We have a very small oven, so I'm going with the smaller pan. This will make 12, maybe a baker's dozen cookies. Look how nice and yummy that looks. I'm gonna go over to the oven at 350. Set it for 8 minutes. Maybe. Bake. Eight minutes and 30 seconds. we'll see how that goes in just a few minutes. Dylan, is there anything you need from me from this at this point while we wait for the bake?
Well, I would like to show people Jeremiah's Play-Doh now that it's actually we've fully usable.
Yeah, we've kneaded the Play-Doh for Look about 5 minutes. Check it out.
It's a stretchy piece of Play-Doh, and it's warm. Like, it's the kind of Play-Doh that keeps your hands warm. And on a chilly weather like this, I think that's pretty good. Because now, like, you're not just, like, normally Play-Dohs get warm with your hands. This is natural warmth. So, very neat Play-Doh.
It'll cool down after a while.
And it can turn into two Play-Doh.
Yeah. And you can build stuff out of it.
Yeah.
So how long the cookies got to cook?
8 to 10, depending on your oven. Like, okay. I put it in there for 8.5 minutes. And when they come out, they'll look not quite baked. But once they settle and cool, they are so chewy, so yummy.
So you want to go set up?
Yeah, I can do that. Tawny, do you want to play with some Play-Doh?
I do. It's kind of a silly question. I need to get my stuff out of your way. Look at that.
He's coming in for a close-up.
This tears right apart. And then goes right back together. It's really like actual Play-Doh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't like the normal Play-Doh, though. So it's just cool to me how it turned out like this.
Yeah, homemade. Homemade. Didn't cost me anything because I had it all in my kitchen. So I hope everybody is enjoying our little cooking segment here. We're going to switch around some folks here, and Mr. Euler is going to put some of his prior... That's okay, I did the same thing. A lot of moving parts this morning. Lots of moving parts this morning. So we built, look, since it's a snow day, we built a little snowman. There you go.
So one of the things that I've done in the past... when my kids were little, we'd make the same kind of Play-Doh and do their handprint.
Right. It hardens, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, my hand's
too big.
Too big for this little
piece. But if you got little ones, you could also use this. You just leave it out. I've never done that. So how long does it take to dry out and harden?
Usually the next day.
Next day.
Yep. You can spray it with the... what is that? The spray shellac to gloss it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people make like Christmas ornaments using that method.
Yeah, this is also what we would use. I think we added cornstarch to it too when we were kids to actually make cups or just
different things.
I think that preheats just. Is that right?
Yep, 5 minutes and 26 seconds.
Perfect.
Once Dylan's ready, we'll come to him. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Oh,
Dylan's too tall.
Maybe just a little bit.
there we go.
Okay, so what I'm making is some fancy sandwiches, but I'm getting to that later. So for the meantime, I'm going to make a wrap. And I believe Hayden might have this if he wants to throw it up, but there was some time ago that kind of sparked my idea for wanting to make this, that we were going around and talking about, like, basically just how you don't want to make a floppy wrap. Floppy wraps just ain't it. So I'm going to make an actual wrap. The proper way, in my opinion. I am frozen. Oof, that is not a good freeze frame. Yeah, so see my wraps here. So I'm gonna go ahead and take one out. See, real floppy wrap, and that is not the way you want it to look when you're done. So we'll go ahead and place it down here. And get some deli meats out. This is just something I had in my fridge, just some standard turkey and ham. So I like to make it where you just fold it up real nice and kind of make a, just like a half a turkey. So I'm gonna do a couple of those. Just fold them out right. Make sure it looks nice. Cause you want it to look nice. You don't want it to just like, look like you just put meat onto a wrap. You want it to look, I guess, like when you see it, it you want to make you look kind of, like make you feel kind of hungry, I guess. So there we go. I'm going to go ahead and do six of these. Then I'm just going to copy what I did with the turkey with the ham. So some more ham. One, two... Just stack it on top, right? A couple more pieces. Oh, that one kind of fell. And there we go. So you got a nice stack. And then I use some Swiss cheese. I just got this from Walmart. The wraps are also from Walmart. And any of the ham was in my fridge, I'm assuming it came from, can you guess it? Walmart. And these are actually kind of tough to open, so I'm going to use a knife. I don't know why it's such a huge knife. Just hack that thing open.
You make a mother's heart hurt. Father's heart. Where is the medic?
Oh, no.
I thought he got his finger there for a second.
I did not. Yeah. I did not get my finger.
Or his wrist. There's a little slide piece that you can just pull off.
Oh, that I did not realize.
No worries.
Just trying to get this open. This is taking me way longer than it should. Okay. If all else fails, you just shake it.
Yeah.
There we go. Some nice looking Swiss. There's only one hole in it. I like my Swiss to have more holes than that. So, there you go. Put two on there, and this is the part that is most important. You gotta wrap it right. So see how you just go each half in, and you take the back part. You wanna make sure the flabs things aren't waving out there. So roll it. Just kinda use some fingers into it. And there you go.
Nice.
Now you got a tight wrap. It is not a flappy wrap. It is a tight wrap. So, see? Mm-hmm. Looks like a burrito almost.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you just... Tastes pretty good. Back to you guys. That part will take me a second. I gotta go ahead and get my thing running over there so I can toast it. This is not one I'm gonna feed to Tanya. I already took a bite out of it. But yeah, you'll see how I toast them too.
Yeah, they don't look like they're baking in that. I'm gonna go check.
So Tanya, it's hard to see here, but she made total media into the Play-Doh that she was playing with here. And my little snowman is still upright here. Here, Dylan's going to give you a close-up of the total media. There you go. So all kinds of ways you can play with the Play-Doh. And I will say the more you need it, the better it gets.
I just added about a minute and a half on those cookies. They're not quite browned on top enough for me yet. But I will pull those out here in less than a minute and a half at this point. And I still have more to bake. I only did six, so there'll be enough for six or seven more.
Okay.
We'll pull those out and let them cool. They smell delicious.
Very good. We could, I guess, talk just a little news while we're waiting time.
Yeah, since let's the do newsman that. Let's is do here. That.
I got a couple things we can talk about that I got into last night with this winter weather. You know, I was mentioning the local school closures for today, which we had already gotten into. And I want to mention a couple other things that comes with the snow and the road conditions are you have snow emergency levels.
Yes.
Currently, this was as of this morning when I last checked. I haven't checked since we've been on the show, so it may have updated. But both Jackson and Vinton County, this was as of last night, Jackson County at 8:45 p.m. and Vinton County 8:58 p.m. were both issued for level one snow emergencies. And you may ask, what does a level one snow emergency mean? A level one means that roadways are hazardous with blowing and drifting snow. Roads may also be icy, and motorists are urged to drive very cautiously. So I will say when I came in this morning, you know, I live on a secondary road, still snow covered. So I'd take it a little slow on it. Got out to more of a main road, such as Chillicothe Pike. It was slushy at best, but it still had some snow and slush on it. And all the main roads, you know, U.S. Route 35, 32, your state routes, all of those are pretty clear, are in very good shape. Also like to mention, you know, with this winter weather that we're having this week, you also have the potential for warming centers.
But it looks like Tanya is ready to show her cookies.
Wait a minute. No, she's not ready to show her cookies. She's pulling the cookies out of the oven.
Pulling the cookies out of the oven.
Let's get that right. One's in the back got a little darker than the ones in the front. But look how pretty. Look how pretty. They're still soft. They will.
Oh, no.
What?
Your green spatula.
Oh, goodness.
Everybody can just bear with us. This is the first time doing all this.
I'm magic. It's magic spatula. Like, full of magic.
Magic spatula. Let me switch to the hand games.
Switch to the hand. Let's do that.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I apologize for that. That is so weird. Anyway, those will cool. I don't want to.
Just slide over. That tablecloth should be fine.
Okay. Let's see how magical my. Oh. There. So, I think the camera makes it look darker than what they really are. They are not burned, I promise.
Yeah, they don't appear to be burned.
But as they cool, they will flatten. Do not take these off the pan until they're cool because they will fall apart. They're still edible if they fall apart, but to keep them pretty, just let it cool on the pan. I didn't bring a cooling rack. I should have. But these will cool. They'll flatten just a little bit.
And they smell good.
Oh, they do,
smell
don't they?
Good.
But peanut butter chocolate chip. Easy peasy cookies. Easy peasy TikTok cookies. I don't know if you want me to tell you again on the recipe.
Go for it.
You have a cup of brown sugar. A
Is
cup.
That magic working, Hayden?
It's taking a minute.
Okay.
It's a magical Main Street TV effect.
Boy, it makes it hot in the studio with that oven on.
It is.
A cup of brown sugar, light or dark, either one, whatever you have in the cabinet. A cup of peanut butter. I use Jif Smooth. I've used the sugar-free on it before. A cup,
say a cup of brown sugar, a cup of peanut butter, a teaspoon of baking soda, not powder, one egg, mix it all together, and add your chocolate chips. Pretty easy.
Thanks for the great freeze.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, I mean, those cookies look really good. If they were warm, if they were a little less hot, I'd just go ahead and show the camera. But
I'd say we'll be able to pull it apart here in a couple minutes.
So we'll go ahead and give those a try in a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to get ready and try and make an actual fancy sandwich. So you'll have to get ready for that. We'll be doing that in a second. In the meantime, I would like Jeremiah to do the weather for us.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about another news item here.
So we're looking at this week, and obviously this morning, for those that have not looked outside, there's probably an inch, inch and a half, maybe two, in certain parts of the county. The forecast for today is showing a high of 21 degrees, and overnight, low of 5 degrees. And Wednesday, it's showing 28 degrees for the high, 18 degrees is the low. Thursday, they are showing another chance of some snow Thursday and Friday. Thursday, January 18th, is showing 33 degrees is the high and 21 degrees overnight, 40% chance of precipitation. On Friday, January 19th, you have an 80% chance of precipitation. And as cold as it's going to be on Friday, the high is going to be 27 with a low overnight, 9 degrees. So any precipitation that's going to fall is definitely going to be snow here in Jackson County. As we get into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, still low freezing with only a high of 21 on Saturday, 29 on Sunday. And the overnight temperatures Saturday night, 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and Sunday, 13 degrees Fahrenheit. A little warmer on Monday, January 22nd. It's going to be 42 for the high, 29 overnight. And you can come on back to me, Hayden, and we'll talk about,
you know, with all these temperatures overnight being in the single digits, I didn't get to talk about this prior to the show. Or prior to the switchback, but when with cold weather comes the opening of warming centers, there are warming centers opened in Jackson and Vinton counties. The Life Source Church, located at 110 Driving Park Road in Wellston, will be opening. They opened a warming center last night, and they will be open through Monday, January 22nd. The warming center will be open 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., so it's open in them overnight hours. And the and then they said as long as the temperatures are below 15 degrees, the center will be open. So as you saw there, there were several nights where the temperatures were in the single digits, so they will be open this next several days into the weekend. In Vinton County, MacArthur, there will be a warming center open. It is open through at least Wednesday this week at the MacArthur Fire Station. That's at 303 West High Street there in MacArthur. And they will be open 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. each evening. And we can't forget about here in the city of Jackson, there's an emergency warming site. When temperatures get below 15 degrees or conditions are extreme, the Jackson Area YMCA, located at 594 Main Street in Jackson, opens its doors. So if your electric happens to go out, if you're homeless, and or if you just want to be social, come on down to the Y and hang out when those temperatures drop. Those were the three warming centers that we know of at this time. I think it's great that these places
Absolutely.
Do that. And if we learn of more warming centers, we'll update that list at thetelegramnews.com. So I think Dylan might be ready. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
We're going to switch back to Dylan.
Oh, let me fix that. It's not how it's supposed
we're
to
work. Switch back to that side.
There we go.
There we go. That looks better. All right. So I went ahead and grilled the wrap I made. Now, this is not the one I'm giving to them. I can make one later for them, but... Oh, almost fell out there. As you can see, it's... a little hot. and pretty well grilled.
Cook your Valentine's dinner.
Hey, I do a good job, man. As you can see there, it looks pretty grilled and maybe a little busted on the side, so let's make sure that doesn't happen. But yeah, it's pretty good. Cut to the... There you go. Pretty nice little snack you can make for yourself, just with a wrap, some ham and turkey from Walmart, and some Swiss cheese, or any cheese of your choice, really. So next I'm going to get on to how to make a fancy sandwich.
What's up? That's up, right?
Or a hoagie.
Hoagie.
So I got a pretty big piece of bread from, again, Walmart. There's an actual price tag on there. So first we'll just go ahead and open it up. Hopefully this doesn't take me as long as the cheese did. So here's our big piece of bread. And I'm just going to use a Pioneer Woman knife. Don't worry, I won't cut myself, guys.
Famous last words.
Just cut on through there.
Dylan, you want to talk about where you learned how to make these fancy sandwiches?
I have a lot of prior experience in a common fast food chain. I will remain unnamed. So there you go, you get it in half. And you just go on to your deli meats. I'm using turkey, no ham this time. So you just, it's the same system as the wrap. You just go on through. And honestly, I probably don't have enough for this whole piece of bread because it is massive.
So a 6-inch.
Yeah, I will make a half. A half, Jeremiah.
Why do you fold the meat? What's the importance of folding the meat?
It makes it look nice. You bite into it, it gives it a bit more of a texture to it.
Okay. You get more of a bite of the sandwich. That
yeah.
Okay.
You can also do a different style where you fold it in half and then fold it in half again. And that makes a quarter. And then you can do another like that to make it line up where it gives even more texture to it. However, I choose not to do that because it takes a while. So I just do the standard in half. Kind of prefer it. So you just keep on going until you meet the end of the bread. Kind of, you gotta be careful. You don't want to tear your deli meat like I just did. So a few more pieces. Might actually be able to do the whole one. Kind of looks like it.
You're almost there.
I am almost there. They get stuck sometimes. A few more pieces.
Looky there, you made it all the way.
I did.
Is that going to be your lunch?
Yeah, probably. So there's that. And I don't know what I did with my cheeses. I think I left them over here. Ah, yeah, this is why I got the massive knife. Now I remember. This knife can definitely cut it.
Be sure to return it to Michael.
To who?
Michael Myers.
Oh, my dad's name is Michael, and I borrowed it off of him. I was very confused how you knew that. I'm like, how'd you know I got it off of him? So, probably just four pieces. Big old Swiss, big old sandwich. You know, I'm going to add an extra on there.
Turkey and Swiss.
It's a good combo.
It is a good combo. I like turkey and Swiss.
And now you just fold your massive sandwich in half.
About the lettuce.
Oh, I forgot about the lettuce. I knew I forgot something. Well, because I don't actually eat it. I'm going to have to run to the fridge. Oh, Jeremiah seems to be doing it for me. We have an employee break room. Is the magic being slow, Hayden?
The camera, it keeps turning off every 5 seconds.
Is it?
That is weird because it's at full battery.
There we go.
Is that working, Hayden?
Yep.
Some Walmart brand. Oh! Some Walmart branded lettuce here. Beautiful greens.
I promise there's lettuce there.
Oh, it's some very good looking. Oh.
Dylan's disappearing.
Next segment is magic.
How to disappear. All right. So now you just take your humongous knife.
And not cut your fingers.
That is true. It's an important step. So now you'll just go ahead and pour some of your green lettuce on there. Iceberg lettuce, I think it's called. I'm not sure why they call it that, but it is some iceberg lettuce. Again, I cannot stress how much I do not eat. Oh, lettuce.
What's your favorite topping? What are your favorite toppings for a turkey sub?
Mayonnaise.
That's it?
Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
Mixed cheese. I'm not going to put the one on the table in there. So there we go. Lettuce, turkey, and Swiss. So now we'll fold it in half. This is a humongous sandwich.
It's a good looking sandwich.
It is good. Looks really good.
And now we'll just cut it in half. So you get two halves of a ginormous lettuce and turkey Swiss sandwich. And you guys are welcome to try my humongous sandwich if you'd like some, but here it is. So, Hayden, you want to cut back to the other camera? Ah,
there
see, it's almost the size of my head.
Very good.
So now, back to you guys. Back to you.
All right, she's brought
the cookies.
What is this again?
This peanut is the butter, peanut butter chocolate chip. Easy peasy.
We're gonna try it. The only thing we're missing is lots of milk.
It's gonna fall apart because it's still really warm.
Okay, that's the best time to eat it.
I know, right? It's not amazing.
It was good. It tastes just like a peanut butter. Well, yeah. Like a Reese's cup. I was going to say like a peanut butter cookie, but.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's
so
really
if
good.
You're at home and you got these ingredients in your cabinet. Very easy chocolate chip cookie.
They do need to cool
with
a little bit
twist.
More.
Because they are falling apart.
It's so good. They're right here. Subs
to try here.
We are not going to try to eat the Play-Doh, though. But look what I did do with the Play-Doh. I rolled a wrap the proper way. I practiced.
That was a good wrap. Turkey and Swiss. She's going to be a little dry, though. We're missing the mayonnaise, aren't we?
I'm missing ranch dressing.
Or ranch dressing.
And cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Good job. Breakfast of Champions.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat all mine.
I'm just going to share mics with you for the time being.
I have my grilled wrap. It's got a Snoopy imprint on it. Oh, I just slapped her cookie.
Yeah, these are so good.
Turned out very well.
Any questions, you can put them in the Facebook feed, live feed. Mm-hmm.
We'll try to answer.
If our mouths aren't full.
Oh, it is falling apart.
I told you. It does need to cool because they warm, they will fall apart. Where we don't use flour as a
But man, is it good.
You guys got to try some of my Play-Doh. Yeah. I will say it is edible. So the
did
kids
Noah
do.
Ever, has Noah ever tried to eat it?
Yes.
When did he learn his lesson?
He went, I'm sure it's really salty.
Yeah. Here, Dylan, what do you think of the cookie?
We'll try a piece.
The cookie is very good.
I'll try a piece on the there.
Give me a tummy ache.
It's really salty.
Yeah.
No wonder he spit it out.
Yeah. Did you? Ugh. No.
But if they do eat it, it's not going to hurt them.
We had a couple guys standing at the door because they could smell the cookies. I'm surprised they're not there waiting.
We have any comments? Hayden? Any comments?
It's okay. It's okay.
I believe Matt and Big Papa popped by too and said they could smell it through the air vents.
Yeah. I have to give one to Rodney. I'll give the other two that are left to those two, and then I'll make the rest of that dough because I don't want to throw it away. Hmm. You can put it in the fridge too. It'll last for a couple days in the fridge.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. These are so good and so sweet.
Yeah, I like them. It's like a... It's got the peanut buttery taste to it, but it's like a big Reese cup.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
What are you going to do with the next 7 minutes?
I know. You're going to have to cut back over there to do your cookies.
I can do the rest of them.
I think that's a good idea.
So we're going to cut back to the hand cam.
I will go check all that real quick.
And let Tanya finish out her cookies.
Medellin left the mess.
He did.
I really did. I got a sandwich and a Tupperware bowl.
My goodness, boy. Grab the rest of the
cookies there behind you in the tray.
Is it working now, Hayden?
Yes.
So a little too tall for it. But yeah, it's working, and here is Tanya with her cookies.
Mm. So there, what I had already made a total of 6 very large cookies. I'm going to set them off to the side. Hopefully not get any lettuce attached to the bottom of them since somebody else made a mess. But as they cool, they will bind together a little bit better. All right, let's put the rest of these on my pan. Super simple. To make with your grandkids, just to make after dinner if you're wanting something sweet. I don't do desserts at my house. I don't know if anybody else does after, you know, we just don't. Occasionally for birthdays or special occasions, but super easy.
It does taste like freezing.
It does, doesn't it? It's really good. We ended up baking these for about 9.5 minutes in this small oven. In my oven at home, it would take about 8. Depends on how crispy you like your cookie or how soft and chewy you like it. All right, this batch made 12 cookies. Back in the oven. One thing I like about my stoneware is that you don't have to spray all the time. These ones are a little smaller, so we'll go with just a little less time. There you go. Not bad for under 30 minutes of baking cookies, right? I'll clean up Dylan's mess.
Yeah, I made quite a mess over there. yeah, I kind of struggled to get the cheese open, and then I struggled to get the lettuce open. And it just kind of created a monstrosity over there for Tanya to clean up. It was fun. That was an, I really enjoyed that. And as you've seen, you've learned how to make, you know, cookies, Play-Doh, or a fancy sandwich. And there's still a little Play-Doh snowman up there, too.
Yeah.
And I believe our Total Media's Play-Doh, Jeremiah, has now turned into a big ball of Play-Doh.
We'll throw it at the kids later. Like a snowball.
But yeah, that's a lot of different things you could make, and I think today's a good day for that since a lot of school has been canceled. So if any of these ideas apply to you and you can use them at home, it's a good way to fill some time and just have some fun when you're stuck in the house.
Yeah. Hopefully we get to do this again soon. If you'd like to make any suggestions on what you'd like to see us try to cook, please shout out, let us know, whatever.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
On a whim, it was fun.
A lot of hiccups, but you have that when you do something like this for the first time. Yeah. But yeah, be sure to let us know in the comments if you enjoyed the little in the kitchen with the Total Media staff here. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for watching. And now we'll send
what's on the schedule for tomorrow?
Oh. Hayden, can you take a look at that for me? I think it should be Holzer.
Yeah, we have Holzer here tomorrow.
And Big Papa may be in to host that. It may also be Porter Claus himself, or Porterhouse himself. I'm still used to December. Or it may be me. So we'll just have to wait and see. Okay. And then Thursday, we will have some news with Jeremiah and Pete. And then Friday, Jen is back. And I'm not sure who our guest is that day, but I know we have one. Hayden, remind me. Yes, with Mark Music. Driver's License Clinic with Mark Music.
Oh, and I think Seth Michaels may be with him. That's to talk about Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is coming up in February.
Yep.
And they're doing, in conjunction with that, it's Amnesty Day. So if you have anything with the court that's not felony level, you can go in and they'll deal with that.
Forgive
day.
You?
I believe so.
Wow.
I have to look at the story, but... they will work through everything with you. As long as it's not a felony level.
Makes me
want to
go get a speeding ticket.
Yeah. So, it'd be interesting to see what kind of stuff they'll be able to work through with that. But I believe we have an article in the Telegram for Wednesday's edition on the front page.
Nice.
So you'll be able to read all about that.
Amnesty Day. Who would have thought?
It's Jackson County Municipal Court Judge Mark Music should be in. And I believe Seth Michaels, who is the clerk of courts for Jackson County, will be in with him, I do believe.
Nice.
Sounds awesome. And it's a very exciting week here with Main Street TV. So make sure to tune in tomorrow and the rest of the week if you'd like. And I want to thank these guys for giving up their morning to come with me and make a lot of interesting contraptions here on the show. So thank you.
I just have to vote. My cookies are the best.
They were really good.
I would say that was the best.
need a cup of milk to get with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
my wrap
not
turned
any
out
good.
Yeah, your sandwich was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good. But there's just something about my cookies.
Yes. Tastes like Reese's.
Yep.
It did. So thank you guys for spending your morning with us. And
happy
thanks
Tuesday.
Everyone for watching. And thank you for bearing with our technical difficulties of our magic. And we'll go ahead and send it off to an ad with the Telegram.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton County and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of the community.
Stay up to date on local events, high school sports, and breaking news.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Subscribe today at TheTelegramNews.com.
Check it out.